And now we're going to move on with the third hour of this morning's edition of Garden Talk. Mr. Mark Weber, good morning.
Good morning. You know, Mr. Oddie, what do you think might be the greatest decider if a tree stands or a tree falls? No matter what variety, no matter what species, no matter where it might grow, what is the greatest nemesis of a tree?
Pests.
Pests. Well, soon you will find out on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning, and welcome back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is a show, it's all based on helping you with your yard gardening and landscaping challenges to help you make the right choices about how to have the best yard, garden, and landscape ever. And if you would like to be part of Garden Talk, we would love to hear from you at 457-1290. And that will put you into the Master Control Studios, where Mason is our executive producer extraordinaire. And they'll take your call and put your name and your question up on the call screen, where you get the expert advice, the expert analysis from a board-certified master arborist, a degreed horticulturalist from The Ohio State University, a certified professional horticulturalist, and a guy who truly knows his stuff when it comes to plants and trees and landscaping and lawns. And we like to help you. And we've done it for a long time, 27 years. And it's quite a blessing to be behind this microphone every week, but it's also a blessing to talk to each and every one of you because with me, folks, it's all about the education. It's all about broadening your horizons. I live by a very, very strict code in life. I believe if I think I'm green, I grow. If I think I'm ripe or I know it all, I rot. And I have lived this code my whole life. And one of the things, like I say with this show, not 1 hour is the same, not 1 minute is the same, and not one show in 27 years is the same. So the opportunities to grow and learn are always here, you can also get information about Garden Talk at gardentalkblog.com. It is a great little website. It is a website that houses all the show prep and many of the events that have occurred over the years. Also, old shows can be downloaded at gardentalkblog.com. It's literally a juggernaut of a website when it comes to gardening advice. It's been designed and built, like I think I did it 10 plus years ago, with the whole purpose of giving you, the listeners, one more outlet to listen and learn and grow and read and grow. Lots of good information, and it's completely free. You have to sign up to gain entry because of the weirdos in the world that want to post all kinds of stuff that's not relevant. So we've made it a little bit hard to get into the website, but once you are a member, it is absolutely free. We don't charge you a dime for it, and we'd love to hear your voices as well. And you can write comments and write posts about what you have an opinion about. And it is a really nice way for you to get great information that will last a lifetime. 457-1290 is the number of the dial. And let's talk about the greatest pest of trees today. It's a great question. Great question. Let's go to Sharon. And Sharon is in Miamisburg. Sharon, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Sharon, what is the greatest, most prevalent disease that kills trees, no matter if in Dayton, Ohio, or in Cincinnati, Ohio, or Los Angeles, California, or Boston, Massachusetts, or in Cape Town, South Africa, or in London, England? What is the greatest disease that kills all trees?
Humans.
Well, we participate in accelerating this disease from time to time. I'd say people pester on trees is pretty amazing sometimes. But yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but it's not the real, the answer is the answer on this one. But Sharon, I really hope you have a good day, and thanks for listening to the show and being part of it, okay?
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye. So what do you think it may be? 457-1290. 457-1290. Let's go to Hector in Centerville. Hector in Centerville, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the greatest disease that kills trees worldwide, Hector?
Cancer.
No. Some people might call it that, but it's not the right definition. So you've got a question?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, stay tuned and listen, Hector. You'll listen and learn. So what's your question?
So my question is, I'm building on a lot that had that was covered in trees, and I had to take some down to because it goes right where the house is going to be. And now that the contractor leveled out the lot, he raised the ground level on some of the trees towards the front. And my question is, will that kill the trees? Should I have him take out those trees, which I'd hate to do because they're really nice trees?
Well, first of all, let's talk about trees in construction, okay? They are a deadly mix. And let me explain why. Root systems of trees are shallow and they're wide. They don't go very deep in most cases. In fact, in most of North America, the deepest you'll ever find a tree root is probably 2.5 feet or 3 meters. And in Ohio, most of the time our roots are in the top 18 to 24 inches and that's it. So when we build the home or build the highway or build the whatever we're building, a sidewalk or a driveway, and we drive over top of roots, we tear the soil away from the roots, we add soil on top of the roots of the tree, we will kill the tree or hurt its roots. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, and you may not want to hear what I have to say, but there's a really good chance that those trees are going to die. And this is where the catch 22 is. Unfortunately, you're kind of a day late and a dollar short. This process of tree preservation should occur way before Billy Joe Bob the builder starts to build the house. And what I'm going to tell you is more for the listeners of this program than you in this standpoint. Builders hate arborists. And let me explain why. Because what we want builders to do when they work around trees is be careful and not touch the trees or compact their roots. In fact, we have science, backed by Science and Research, sir, that actually tells us how to develop tree protection zones. Okay? Meaning that there's ways to preserve trees through construction, but it means that you have to have the cooperation of the builder and the property owner to do the right thing.
All right.
So I'm going to suggest that you have a certified arborist look at this and determine if these trees are salvageable. And one of the key components of this is I want these trees to undergo what they call a starch test. And what that means is we go in and we cut a small portion of the tree's root system out and we expose it to iodine, what they call a Legault stain. And the gold stain will actually indicate to us how much stored carbohydrates are inside that tree. And think of carbohydrates much like the money fun of trees, meaning if you and I want to build a house or if you and I want to go eat food at the grocery, what do? We spend money, right?
Right.
Well, what trees do and other plants do is they make their own money so that they can eat through photosynthesis. And the result of photosynthesis is simple sugar, which is then converted to carbohydrates, which are complex sugars. And then the plant, when it's in its growing process, will store those carbohydrates in its roots and its stems and its branches and its trunk, in the case of a tree, and then utilize them when things get bad. Does that make sense? And some trees are really good at storing and storing that energy, and other trees are really lousy at storing it. So it depends on the species. But to that end, we could do a starch test on trees and determine even if they're biologically reasonably good condition to even withstand construction. Think of construction to trees much like having open heart surgery three times over again. It is rough on trees. Now, some species are more tolerant than others, but the last bit of advice is the tree's not going to die overnight. It typically takes about a 5 to 20 year process for construction injury to cause the tree. And the other thing that happens, it sets a whole nother issue of susceptibility to a number of other pathogens and problems. So you really want to work with a certified arborist that specializes in the word. I want to say it specializes or has extensive experience with tree preservation and construction. If you go to my company website at www.weberlandscaping.com, we actually have an extensive section in the website completely devoted to tree preservation and construction. So if anybody in the sound of my voice that's building a house or a structure that has current trees, do not build that structure. If your intention is to save the trees, great. Have a pre-construction inspection to determine if those trees are even viable candidates. And the last piece of advice is don't let this become an emotional issue. I've watched this over the years where people are so emotionally attached to that big oak tree that's in their soon-to-be front yard. And frankly, that big oak tree is structurally in bad shape, and the construction is just one more nail in its coffin. And people get really upset, and they hurt inside because of that amazing emotional attachment they have with the tree. But unfortunately, trees don't have emotions. And they are emotional things to know and love. Don't trust me. I know all about that. But at the same time, that's we're seeking out a professional that's most knowledgeable and has an intimate knowledge of tree construction damage is really important. And unfortunately, a lot of people, when they talk to people like me about this, get really angry because when we tell them it's more likely than not what you want to do is going to kill the tree. The classics is you tell them that, you write that in a report, and they do it anyways. And about 5 years later, you're driving down their street, and the tree's dead. So
hey,
that
Mark,
yeah.
I'm sorry. So these trees, they're not by the where a lot of construction's going to happen, but they did pile on more dirt around those trees.
There's the point I'm saying to you. There's construction happening near them. That root system.
The roots reach all the way out there.
Yeah, think how tall the tree is. Let's say the tree is 100 feet tall. That tree will have root systems at least 150 feet beyond its trunk. A tree's root system is high times 1.5 to 2.5. That's how long a root system is of a tree. So just beware of that. And like I said, work with a qualified, certified arborist. Don't mess with this. Stuff is, the other thing that you pose is a lot of risk of tree failure with tree construction. Whole trees uproot and fall on people when they get constructed nearby.
Okay.
And I've seen plenty of that in my lifetime, and will tell you they're totally foreseeable and preventable incidents if people would have followed the standards of care. Okay? Good luck to you, sir. Right. Thank you for your call. Great call. So what is the greatest disease, the greatest cancer of trees that will kill them? 457-1290 is the line open for you for that answer. More Garden Talk after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Make summer driving a pleasure with a vehicle you'll treasure. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
Why do the good die young, Val?
It's just not right, Jim.
Not when we have the technology.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Air conditioners.
Oh.
Perfectly good AC systems.
Taken too young.
Before their time.
Stop the madness.
Let CJS keep your AC healthy.
And running longer.
A unit 8 to 10 years old.
Is too young to die.
Especially with annual tune-ups.
By CJS trained in timely techs.
Getting you more years from your system.
But there comes a time
when your AC can't go on
or costs too much to run.
That's replacement time.
Yikes.
Yeah, who yearns to buy a new AC system?
So we make it easier
with manufacturer rebates,
energy rebates,
and CJS efficiency bonuses.
We pair your house
with a system that fits your needs
and your budget.
Professionally installed
by clean, screen,
trained, and timely
CJS techs
who aren't done till you're delighted.
Whether it's CJS service
helping you get more years from your system
or CJS replacement
helping you get more system for your money.
Everything we do
is all about you.
He's Jim.
She's Val.
We're CJS.
Heating and Air.
.com.
Most mattress ads are dominated by offers of long-term, interest-free financing, often for 5 years or more. Just how expensive is that mattress if it takes you 5 years to pay for it? Retailers build the financing costs into the already inflated price of the product. This is Robin Trzynski. At the Original Mattress Factory, we don't offer long-term financing and don't inflate prices. Why? Ethics. We believe in transparency and honest pricing. Get a great bed that you can actually afford. OriginalMattress.com.
Five Rivers Metro Park's Second Street Market is now open on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. through the end of August. This summer you can enjoy fresh local produce from the Outdoor Farmers Market and then stop inside for delicious lunch options, artisan breads, cheeses, flowers, and homemade crafts from more than 40 different Dayton area vendors all weekend long. Plan your next visit at metroparks.org/localfood.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. In 2011, we built our first outdoor columbarium, and in 2015 completed our second. You may be asking, what is a columbarium? A columbarium is a chamber or wall in which urns containing cremations are stored. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
When you look at your trees, do you see dead or hanging branches? Are leaves turning yellow or falling off? If your trees don't look healthy, or if you're worried that they may be unsafe, call the tree care professionals at Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated tree care company staffed with ISA-certified arborists serving Greater Dayton. Visit their website at arbor-experts.com or call them at 937-233-4118. That's Arbor Experts at 233-4118.
Stop what you're doing and listen. Unless you're driving, then don't stop. Unless you're at a stop sign. The Powerball jackpot is over $500 million. That's right, billion. And the drawing is Saturday. So get your Ohio Lottery Powerball tickets today. And don't forget to grab some new Ohio Lottery instant games too. With bigger games and more cash available than ever, there's something for everyone. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
The only Dayton station that's watching traffic around the clock.
When there's a major problem, we'll give a traffic red alert every 15 minutes or sooner. Triple Team Traffic is on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It is 8:26, 26 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Tracking some showers for your Saturday morning. As we head to lunch, most of us will be dry. We'll see temperatures getting into the low 80s. Can't rule out one more shower or two then late this afternoon south of Dayton. Everyone, though, should have a pretty decent Saturday, not a washout. Saturday night drops down into the low 60s, mostly clear. Sunday, sunny and hot with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar shows overcast skies, but no, not too bad. The rain has moved away. 69 degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio. Now, back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And the views and opinions expressed here on Garden Talk are purely based on the science and best practices for your yard, garden, and landscaping. And we sure enjoy giving you the insight, the information that allows you to be successful with whatever your gardening endeavors may be. Let's head to the telephone lines and 457-1290. And let's go talk to Jane in Miami Township. And Jane in Miami Township, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. I'm concerned about two of my hard maple trees in my front yard. They have some kind of a round, like, I guess it's a mold. It's kind of, some of it's green, some of it maybe is lighter looking. And they've been there 47 years. We planted them when we first bought the house. So I'm concerned about them, and I just wonder if I should have an arborist come out and look at them.
So is it all, explain to me a little bit further, this material, it's on the trunk of the tree, or where's it at?
It's on the trunk.
Okay. Is it kind of look kind of a scaly color, maybe?
Like by scaly, what do you mean?
I mean, does it look kind of like it's over and above the bark, meaning it's not connected to the tree?
Oh, yes. Okay. It is.
It's a really good chance, ma'am, you have something called lichen on that tree. And lichen is actually a mix of two organisms. It's a fungus, and it's also a bacteria.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the most fundamental forms of life on this planet. It actually, many of the different types of lichen actually have photobots, and they actually make their own energy through photosynthesis. And the other thing that's cool about lichens are that in Ohio, I think there's for like 600 different species of lichens, and many of which are indicators of good air quality. I would caution you not to remove the lichen, because lichens provide a lot of necessary services to the environment, and one of which is when it rains and the water runs through the trunk and runs through the lichen, it actually fertilizes the tree. So what I would do is take a picture of it. You can send it to at weberlandscaping.com. You can actually download a file and upload photographs, and we'll be happy to identify if it is or not lichen. Thanks for calling, ma'am. Folks, more Garden Talk after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 8:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News update. Our top story, we're following a scene down in Florida where two police officers were shot in what's being called an ambush last night.
I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. Could see a shower or two this morning. Will we see more rain today? Your forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic, checking out those freeways. We're not seeing any accidents out there. The service streets looking all clear as well. Currently seeing drive times looking normal for our Saturday. Well, now to Kissimmee, Florida, where two police officers were ambushed and shot last night.
At approximately 9:32, we received our first 911 phone call to our comm center indicating that the police officers were shot. Officers immediately responded to the area and found two of their fallen brothers gravely injured on the roadway.
That's Chief Jeff Odell. One of those officers did succumb to his injuries, and at least three suspects have been arrested in connection to this incident. We're told a fourth one is being searched, cops are searching for a fourth one today. Now let's have a look at our weather forecast from meteorologist Kirsty Zontini.
few passing showers through the morning today. We should dry out for most of us later this afternoon. Temperatures will reach into the low 80s, a mix of sun and clouds. Far southern Miami Valley could get one more shower later in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is looking all clear. We've got 70 degrees in Troy, 67 in Springfield, 69 here in Dayton at 832. I'm Jonah Adi on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Everyone in the industry knows about James Free and they know about their excellent reputation.
Jordan's a certified gemologist who worked for a lot of companies until he decided it was time to work for the best.
I've worked in this industry for over 10 years, anywhere from Alaska to the Caribbean, San Francisco, DC. And I moved to this area specifically so I could work for James Free.
He didn't like the high-pressure sales tactics that nearly every other jewelry store employs.
It was really just about making that sale. You get him in, you get him out as quick as possible, and you move on to the next one. James Free is not like that. We're very transparent. What you see is what you get.
And he found that James Free does live up to its reputation.
People rave about James Free. I've been with James Free for over a year now, and I've actually built some great relationships, some loyal customers, and it's kind of nice to know that you have not just a customer, but a client for life.
James Free Jewelers, 3100 Far Hills Avenue in Kettering. Once you shop at James Free, you'll never shop anywhere else.
If it's green and you walk, run, and play on it, we have it, along with everything you're going to need to keep it healthy and beautiful all year long. Hi, this is Randy with Green Velvet Sod Farms. Since 1959, Green Velvet has been growing Ohio's most beautiful turf grass sod and supplying landscape professionals with grass seed, fertilizers, landscape supplies, and expert advice. Green Velvet knows turf grass. If you're starting a new lawn or repairing a tired old one, nothing beats the beauty of a Green Velvet tall fescue or Kentucky bluegrass sodded lawn. But sod is just the tip of the grass blade here at Green Velvet. We have the highest quality grass seed and turf fertilizers that you can find anywhere. In fact, our team of turf professionals can provide you with solutions to all of your turf, ornamental, and landscape needs. Want to learn more about what Green Velvet can do for you? Check out our new website at greenvelvet.com. With 4 locations in Dayton and Columbus, it's never been easier to have a beautiful green lawn. Insist on Green Velvet.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Dayton? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Dayton area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Dayton is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-733-5900. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-733-5900. That's 1-800-733-5900.
It's back to school time. This is Sergeant Mark on behalf of Hauer Music reminding you to drive safely with young people back on the street.
School days. That means more than reading, writing, and arithmetic. It means music education.
And for 5 generations, Hauer Music has been the center of music education in the Dayton area. They offer exclusive rent-to-own programs for young people in the midst of their music-making journey.
Come into Hauer Music and explore their extensive selection of value-priced band instruments and music education programs.
Hauer Music is where I got started making music years ago. The great benefit of music is once you pick up an instrument, you can play it the rest of your life. Music has impacted every phase of my life. Our police band played music and educated thousands of young Daytonians for many years. Music made a difference. Get the young ones in your life off to a great start.
So if your young musician wants to toot their own horn or beat their own drum, the symbol of music excellence is Hauer Music. Celebrating 80 years making music in the Miami Valley, Route 725 in Centerville. Go to howermusic.com.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
Let's spend some time to take a walk through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, Mr. John Scott.
Good morning, Mr. Weber. How are you?
I am I'm well, I think. It's been a wild week, to say the least.
Good.
Go ahead.
The blog site?
Yeah, I read it. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, this time of year is a time where the first fall mums start showing up, and they're colored up, starting to bud, break some bloom, get some color, and a few people always wander in and say, geez, John, you know, why mums this early? And one of the reasons is some people do need a blast of color, but so many times people say, I have a hard time getting my mums to winter through. How do we get them to winter through? And one of the key things is getting them in the ground early enough that they have time to root in, get established, and get through the winter. So many times customers come in, you know, beginning of October, and sure, a lot of people are trying to get that fall color. Nothing wrong with that. But just remember, when you plant a mum in October, it's got such a short time to get rooted in. So, you know, if you're serious about, I really want my mums to survive the winter and be there for me next year, getting them in early is really what sort of makes the deal work. But it's getting a good plant with a good root system and roughing up that root system a little bit when you take it out of the pot so the branches can, or the roots can really branch out, and giving it a root starter fertilizer and doing the basics that you do with all your other plants. I think, Mark, and when people plant mums in the fall, they, a lot of time they don't put a lot of effort like they do their spring flowers. They think they're short-lived, but by doing the few extra things that are listed there on the blog site, you can have a really good chance of getting that mum to winter over and be there for you next year.
I would concur 100%. It's always about growing roots.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't have roots, then you don't have a plant that can survive something called winter, where those roots keep it anchored in the ground from blowing away, but also providing a great, in a case of a mum plant, become a great, great energy resource as well. And I would concur with you 100% in that regard. Mr. John Scott, you guys' hours of operation today are?
We are 9 to 6 today, 11 to 5 tomorrow. And once again, the weather's great. Have fun out there. And I can't believe, Mark, how many people are still planting. It's wonderful. I mean, trees, shrubs, perennials, people are really going at it this year with this weather. So enjoy the season that we've got.
I concur 199.9%. Mr. John Scott from Knollwood, have a great and glorious day. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
You've been Through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape. The Garden Talk phone lines are open. Call the garden guru, Mark Weber, at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. And remember the pending question. What is the greatest disease, the greatest nemesis that kills trees? 457-1290 is the number of the dial. We would love to hear your voices, because that's what we do here on Garden Talk, is help you along the way. 457-1290, and let's go to the telephone lines once again. And let's go see if I get this right. Let's go talk to Richard. And Richard is up on line 4. Richard, good morning, and welcome to Garden Talk.
Hi, Mr. Weber. I need some advice on how to deal with something that some weeds and certain wild plants that have grown back, you know, after I hired another small, I'd say in retrospect, a rinky-dink outfit to do brush control and weeding, along with taking down some trees. And it's like they did the weeding or whatnot, and then slathered it with Roundup and put some mulch, a single layer of mulch down in some of these areas. But the weeds and the wild plants have grown back, and I had my elder nephew come over, and he said that he thought part of the problem might have been because they didn't put either a type of mesh down or a heavy-grade plastic film down on the ground before they put the mulch down.
Well, let's back up for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Everything in life wants to grow, okay? And when realized that because we just cut it off doesn't mean that it's going to go away forever. Even if we use herbicides, many times those herbicides may or may not have enough wear through to remove the stored energy that's in the root system and the remaining stems. Okay? So doing this is more than just a one-cut wonder, so to speak, in a one-step process. This is a multi-step process, meaning that you typically go in and cut stuff down as low as you can. You treat the stumps with material that can most likely not affect other trees, because it's important to realize that many of these stump-applied herbicides contain synthetic auxins that can go to plants of the same species and do horrific damage by root grafts. So let's just, you know, take a deep breath for a minute and not blame somebody and just realize that you're going to have to probably do this over a period of time, depending on what the species of plants are you're trying to control. Meaning, if it's honeysuckle, it may take up to 2 to 3 years to finally eradicate it. If it's weeds like Canadian thistle, sometimes it takes up to 3 years, 4 years to get rid of Canadian thistle. In fact,
would this be the case even if you had them pulled out by the roots?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gee.
So this is what I'm trying to say to you is, this is where you need to realize that before you can even start this process, you got to properly identify the challenges, okay? And then to define what the challenges are based on the biology of the plants. Meaning if the particular plant you're working with is a plant that has high carbohydrate storage capacity, there's more likely than not it may be a lengthy process. Now, I will tell you that studies that I've read on this issue, particularly with vines and invasives, bear out that one of the best times of the year to cut down and remove invasives is late fall and winter, early winter. Because by cutting them, you actually expose the plant to very cold temperatures. So there's timing factors with this, but I think I need to give you a dose of reality here to realize that this isn't a one-cut wonder, okay? This isn't going to be just like, I'm going to go to McDonald's and order a Big Mac and French fries and all my problems go away. You're dealing with plants who have biological complexities that are different from species to species to genus to genus. And I think, you know, the process begins with plant ID and then a long-term strategy. The fact of use of weed mat material is bad. And let me explain why.
Weed mat?
Yeah, the fabric material that you... the fabric and material you were referring to is called weed mat.
Hang on, let me turn this radio down that kicked in the clock radio.
I tell you what, my suggestions are give me an email and I'll be more than happy to give you a more further, thorough introduction. But the reality is you got to deal it with from a scientific standpoint. You cannot just think you're going to cut it and make it go away. Let's go to Lyle. Lyle's got a great question. Are we okay on time, Mason? Okay. And Lyle, how are you?
Well, I'm just fine. How are you?
You ask a very great question. And
okay,
that question is?
That birds and chickens and other animals react during the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that plants follow the sun, through the day, some more than others. And the question, I guess, is what reaction do the plants have to an eclipse?
That is an excellent question. Because it actually came up in my brain this week. I was hoping some, because as much press as there is about the solar eclipse. The reality is that sunlight is the driver of photosynthesis. And at the end of the day, water use will be down that day related to the eclipse. And there will also be less carbon taken up by plants for the them to conduct photosynthesis. So what we're going to see is we're going to see less water uptake, and we're going to see less carbohydrates generated and less carbon being taken out of the atmosphere. That's the bottom line. Does it affect plant health? Most likely not. Just not during a one-day event. Plants that are very phototropic, meaning that they're driven by light production, light to generate flowers, to open up their flowers. Plants like Nicotia and 4 o'clocks may not open their flowers that day because there's not enough foot candles of light. Beyond that, I've been told the shadows that are produced by this event are pretty cool to see through tree leaves, too, so I'm looking forward to that. But that's what's the take on the eclipse with the event. So Lyle, my question to you is, what is the greatest nemesis? What is the greatest disease that kills trees worldwide?
I have been trying to figure a good answer, and I haven't come up with one.
We're getting there. Lyle, it's good to hear your voice. Take care. Tell your wife I said hi, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. 457-1290. So what is this nemesis, this disease, this thing that takes out trees no matter where you may live? 457-1290. Let's go talk to Joyce. Hi, Joyce and Troy. How are you?
Oh, just fine, thanks.
You have a question or an answer or something. I'm not sure which.
Well, it was an answer, and maybe it wasn't the right answer. But we were thinking the weed killer that we spray on the grass around the trees
is the greatest nemesis. It's not the main one, but it, you know, weed killers that are being used now around trees are never a good thing, and particularly with broadleaf weed killers, because trees are nothing more than big broadleaves. You know, the herbicide doesn't know if it's a dandelion or an oak tree, okay? I mean, and this is what always kills me when this question comes up, when, you know, I've seen literally thousands and thousands of plants that have been affected by herbicide in my long career. And, you know, I always hear this thing, oh, the plant will outgrow it. Synthetic auxins, it doesn't outgrow. It does damage on a vascular level. It destroys the phloem, destroys the cambium. And these herbicides, by the studies that are being done now, show that this stuff is inside plants for 2, sometimes 3, maybe 4 years once it's been affected by it. And it does serious damage to bark tissue, because a lot of times the cambium of these trees gets affected by the uptake of the herbicide, and it further deteriorates. And so, you know, the bottom line is that the label says don't apply this herbicide, near the drip line of a tree. The drip line starts about a couple feet beyond the tree. And I'm going to tell you what, don't do it. If you do it, you run the risk of damaging the tree. And you end up getting a guy like me involved with it to tell you why your lawn care service is killing your tree. Because that's what they're really doing a lot of times, because they don't follow the label. The label forewarns them not to do it. That simple. I will give the answer to the greatest disease of all trees by the time we go off the air today. I can't believe nobody's got this yet. But, man, thanks for your call. Joyce, have a super day. And Troy, and thanks again for listening to Garden Talk.
Oh, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Enjoy it.
You bet. So what could it be? What is the greatest disease of trees that causes them to die? 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
The summer bird food sale is on at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering. Our custom seed blends contain high-quality fresh seed. Try our no-mess blends that are perfect for summer feeding because they leave no mess under your feeder. You'll keep your yard tidy, and you're sure to attract a wonderful variety of beautiful birds to your yard, too. And while you're getting great deals on the best bird food in town, check out all the wonderful garden decor ideas we have to make your backyard a beautiful summer sanctuary. You'll find a wide selection of bird baths, chimes, garden art, and of course, we have the highest quality bird feeders, many of them being made in America and offering lifetime guarantees. All 20-pound bags of seed are on sale. And don't forget, Daily Savings Club members save an extra 5% off the sale price of the best bird food in town at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at Far Hills and Stroop across from Town & Country Shopping Center. Stop in and save today.
Wild Birds Unlimited. We bring people and nature together.
Stockslager's is our name.
Family owned since 1959, Stockslager's mission has always been to bring you quality plants at affordable prices. We'll be ready soon for your fall planting of the cold crops. cabbage, broccoli, spinach, lettuce, and more. Your growing garden still needs the necessary nutrients and protection. We have a complete range of products from organics to brands you know. Our staff helps you make the right choice. 1 mile west of New Lebanon on US 35.
Stockslinger's Greenhouse and Garden Center.
What freedoms will you enjoy today?
You'll come and go.
Play or pray.
Anywhere you wish.
Freedoms we take for granted.
Paid for by those who serve.
Sacrificing time from their families.
Putting their lives on the line.
Protecting people they may never know.
People like you and me.
Heroes, every one of them.
We believe it's time to say thank you.
And honor these heroes at CJS.
While CJS means yes.
Most of the time.
For those who serve.
CJS means thank you.
Indeed.
Introducing the CJS Heroes Club.
Just like our CJS Yes Club.
Except our Heroes Club is free
to our military, active or retired,
and first responders,
police, firemen, EMTs.
You made us a priority.
Now you're our priority.
You get priority service response,
2 annual precision tune-ups,
discount on repairs,
discounts on system upgrades,
and 100% satisfaction guarantee,
all included in the CJS Heroes Club.
Membership is free.
Your service is payment enough.
She's Val.
He's Jim.
Together we're CJSHeatingAndAir.com.
Most mattress ads are dominated by offers of long-term, interest-free financing, often for 5 years or more. Just how expensive is that mattress if it takes you 5 years to pay for it? Retailers build the financing costs into the already inflated price of the product. This is Robin Trzynski. At the Original Mattress Factory, we don't offer long-term financing and don't inflate prices. Why? Ethics. We believe in transparency and honest pricing. Get a great bed that you can actually afford. OriginalMattress.com.
David Cemetery offers many options for your cremation, from niches in our mausoleums and columbariums to a ground burial in our traditional grave spaces or scattering in our remembrance circle. Like traditional burial, placing a cremation in a columbarium or mausoleum niche offers family and friends a physical location for memorialization. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now on Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement, plus learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
When you look at your trees, do you see dead or hanging branches? Are leaves turning yellow or falling off? If your trees don't look healthy, or if you're worried that they may be unsafe, call the tree care professionals at Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated tree care company staffed with ISA certified arborists serving Greater Dayton. Visit their website at arbor-experts.com or call them at 937-233-4118. That's Arbor Experts at 233-4118.
They say money can't buy happiness, yet at Subway restaurants, $5.99 buys you a footlong steak and cheese, rotisserie-style chicken, or Subway Club. Guess what? That's happiness, and I'm buying it. And after I buy them, I'm going to eat them, just not all at once. 3-foot-long faves at Subway, now just $5.99 each every day. Subway, so much sandwich.
At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, learn how you can benefit from becoming a member and making a difference for your business. At PwC, they understand the challenges facing the public sector. PwC's advisory pros help public sector agencies solve complex issues, manage risk, and add value. PwC is proud to work with the Air Force and help solve the issues that challenge their mission. Find out more at pwc.com/public sector. Dayton Defense. The voice of the defense community. Visit DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
Everyone is talking about the great solar eclipse.
And WHIO is your news authority.
From breaking news around the country to special triple team traffic, weather and live reports from you, it's going to be a huge day. Listen live from 1 to 4 for a special live and local afternoon show.
Dayton's 24-hour news, weather and traffic station is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It is 8:55. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
tracking some showers for your Saturday morning. As we head to lunch, most of us will be dry. We'll see temperatures getting into the low 80s. Can't rule out one more shower to then late this afternoon south of Dayton. Everyone, though, should have a pretty decent Saturday, not a washout. Saturday night drops down into the low 60s, mostly clear. Sunday, sunny and hot with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the New Live Doppler 7 HD7 radar is clearing off. We've got a gorgeous sunrise up over the eastern horizon. If you're still in bed, get out and open up the windows and enjoy this beautiful sunrise. 69 degrees in downtown Dayton on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk every Saturday morning from 6 to 9. On AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield's station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457 1290. The question has been at hand for the last 60 minutes or so. What is the greatest disease that affects all trees worldwide? What could it be? Let's go talk to Ryan. Ryan, you're in Dayton, and you've got a problem with your Japanese maple. Tell us what it is, real quick, please.
Yeah, I do. It's about an 8 or 9 year old Japanese maple, and we started noticing that some of the leaves were wilting back. Almost looked like some of the branches were losing their color. It just didn't look healthy. So I started looking on the internet, and it has a it almost looks like a fungus,
mm-hmm.
and that's growing right around the knots where the limbs and stems meet.
Mm-hmm. And probably is. Let's back up for a minute. What you've just described is the greatest disease of all trees, which is fungus and decay and rot. Okay. And it takes away from the structural strength. My guess is this Japanese maple has had some injuries related to possibly weather or drought. Uh-huh. And these fungi, or some people call them fungi or fungi, are now doing their thing, destroying the wood tissue that remains because the living tissue is dead. What I would suggest is get a certified arborist to do a proper inspection and determine what that problem is, if there's a way to salvage the plant. But remember, with trees, for every action, there's a reaction. And every time that we don't water them during a drought, and every time that we don't properly prune them, they return the favor with decay and death. So folks, take care of your trees, because frankly, if you don't, they will probably die because of our actions as human beings. Well, folks, that'll wrap it up for this week's edition of Garden Talk. A very special thanks to our executive producer for an excellent job well done. And to thank you for listening this morning's program. Remember the very words I spoke 27 years ago on a fine August day, just like today, and are so very true as well. Gardening, my friends, is a great quest in life. It's a wonderful way to enjoy the blessed earth in which the good Lord has made. Please, my friends, do some gardening. But be sure the gardening that you always do is happy gardening on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios. WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.